Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us in another fun episode. Before we get started today, I'd like to let you know about the next boot camp we're having, which is starting July 13th. That's Monday, just a couple weeks or a few days from now, depending on when you're listening to this. But there is still places available. We are going to limit this one to 12 new people. It will be the first time we've ever done this, in fact, and we've never had a boot camp with only 12 people. There's usually around 20 or so. So in this one, we're going to have an extra special sort of thing that happens with the 12 of us. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, whatever you're wanting to get out of life, whatever you want to move towards, we're going to facilitate that with a special group that gets together once a week, as well as all the stuff that goes through the boot camp. So if you're ready to push past fear and start embracing who you truly are and how this reality really works and where your life could be, where so many other boot campers have moved through these stages of fear and are embracing life from a new perspective and seeing all the magic that is waiting for them on the other side. That's what the boot camp is. Don't worry about it. If you're inspired, just send me an email, GaryBodley@gmail.com. And we'll get together via Zoom. It's a fun, quick call. I'll tell you all about it. I'll understand where you are, make sure everything's right for you, tell you the costs and all that stuff and how it works. Don't be worried about the cost. Don't be worried about the time. There's structures in place for all of that. Just push past your fear and send me an email. Then we'll get together and it'll be a really fun call, which I'll record and you can have it. So that's about it. Get ready for this next episode and make sure that you subscribe to this podcast and that you leave your comments and you tell me what you think. And when you do that, it now becomes searchable to other people. When you leave a comment or you subscribe, it now becomes a more popular podcast based on the rankings and other people get to find it. So please do that. At least rate it. Or why not subscribe? Or why not leave a comment? I'd love to hear what you think. Otherwise, send me an email with any of your questions to GaryBodley@gmail.com. And here's the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Hey, Joshua. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, you are all on week 7 of your bootcamp experience. This week, week 7, has to do with a couple of items. The first of which is how to absolutely engage the law of attraction. And as you know, the first key to engaging the law of attraction is to absolutely accept what is. So what is, what is? In the moment is all there is. In the past, what was, and in the future is what's to be. So in accepting what is, you're accepting what is in this moment and in this next moment. And as you move from moment to moment to moment, you maintain this vibration or this way of being or this approach to life of absolute acceptance. I accept that I'm not interested or motivated or inspired. I accept that I'm feeling a bit of negative emotion. I accept that I'm feeling stuck. I accept that nothing is happening right now, but I know that something will be happening in the future. I accept that every moment of the past perfectly led me to here. I accept that I am not my house or my car or my job. I'm not even my body. I exist as a soul entity, a source entity, experiencing physical reality. And this body allows me to experience it as I intended. And so that everything that's in this moment, every aspect of this moment, everything, who you're with, how you feel, what you look like, what you're perceiving, is either in some form of acceptance or some form of resistance. If you want to engage the law of attraction to bring forth to you all those feelings, the emotions, and exciting ideas and exciting experiences and this growth towards the discovery of who you truly are, then you do that by accepting it all. You accept it all by understanding the perfection that's inherent in the entire system. The perfection of physical reality, the perfection of universal forces, the perfection of you as you are right now, the perfection of source, the perfection of your inner self, the perfection of every thought you receive, even if it's a resistant thought. It's coming to you so that you can alter your vibration in order to maintain a state of alignment or an agreement with your inner self, knowing that this moment is for your growth and benefit, and it's part of what you intended, whether you accept it or not, whether you resist it or allow it to flow. And there is no right way or wrong way of doing it. You can resist and resist and resist and resist and cause the momentum of resistance, which will lead you on a trajectory to discover more, discover something new. Yet since it's resistance, since it's resistant in nature, it is in conflict with all that you desired prior to your birth and with the system itself. Now, why would you ever be in conflict with any of it? Because you perceive from your limited perspective, and we're saying this in the most generous way possible, that as a human feeling individual with the aspect of fear, you will always tend towards the limited perspective. Therefore, you have to use your imagination, use your mind, use the senses of your body, use the feeling and the intuition from within to understand what your vibration is saying. The resistance is simply the effort to control the situation because you think in your mind that if it's going to be a certain way, it better be my way. And if it's not my way, then nothing is happening that I want. And we shall say that your perception that what you want is created from a state of perfection and abundance and freedom and joy is not really what's happening here. When you think you want something and you hold on to that and you insist that it comes to you, you're in a very resistant state and you're creating from a very limited perspective. Now, if you could alter your perspective to the higher perspective, if you could allow the inspiration to come, if you could be at ease with what's happening, if you could accept yourself and your pre-birth intentions and allow it to carry you forward in a warm, gentle, perfect stream of consciousness, then you would flow to all the new states of being that you intended prior to your birth. And with that, you would feel all the love, all the satisfaction, all the connection to all other people and to your inner self. You would be thrust forward into new opportunities for growth. You would be invited into new circles of friends, new experiences, all aligned perfectly with who you think you are. And so in this acceptance mode, you are receiving and creating at the same time. And so the creating is not done by doing or efforting or struggling. It's done by managing that state of being so that you are in an allowing mode of operation and you receive all that you need to discover anything you're exploring. You see, this is not how most humans operate. Most humans think they know what needs to happen. They think they know what they want. And so they live in fear of not getting what they want, and they live in fear while efforting, struggling, making things happening, controlling, resisting, changing, staying the same, living a small life, withdrawing from life, being more careful, worrying about others, worrying about themselves, and living in confusion. And so if you want to live in more clarity, you do so in the moment and you say, everything is good now. Oh, that feels good. Oh, that doesn't feel good. There's a fear there. Oh, this is exciting to me now. Oh, why can't I do that? Oh, because I don't think I'll enjoy it. Why not? Because I'm trying to control the condition. Is that aligned with who I truly am? Yes, it is. It's aligned with who I truly am. Doing this thing I'm inspired to do is based on who I truly am. I can do that thing. I can push past the fear and I can do that thing. This is that state of acceptance. I received inspiration. That inspiration's for me. I can do it. This is the state of acceptance that engages the law of attraction. Now, you are always engaging the law of attraction anyway. But in resistance, you're bringing forth manifestation events that will show you those limiting beliefs, show you actually how you're being. In resistance, you'll create a reality. And that reality could be full of drama, or it could be full of lack, or it could be full of joy and excitement. And so the reality that's coming to you is a reflection of how you're being, who you're being, and how you perceive yourself. In a state of acceptance, you must understand that you are perfect, and that everyone else is perfect, and the conditions are perfect, that you don't need to control any of it, because why would you control anything that was seen as perfect? And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I would like to explore that, what you're talking about, more. I can definitely say that I've been in a state of resistance this week to conditions. I've been in a state of resistance to the fact that when I try to uncover the limiting belief and prove it wrong, I can't do it. And so that's annoying me and upsetting me as well, because I'm not enjoying this feeling of...
If you're in a state of resistance and you realize that it's based in a limiting belief, and you assume that if you were to work on that and process that limiting belief, then you'd feel better.
Yeah.
And then you go to work on that limiting belief and you can't do it. Now, is it possible that you could not process the limiting belief? Is it possible that you can't do it? Or are you trying to say that you are efforting and struggling through trying to change the conditions by processing limiting beliefs and it's not working? You're trying to use or control your reality by efforting and struggling through the processing of a limiting belief. What do you mean you can't do it? What do you mean you can't prove it's not true? Walk us through this. What do you mean when you say I can't do it?
Well, my struggle is in the area of relationships and what I want.
Let's not use the term struggle. Let's use your term, your current exploration.
Yeah, my current exploration. Okay.
Is in the drama of relationships.
Okay.
Because how do I know that my current exploration is in the drama of relationships? Because this is exactly what's happening. You're getting to see the drama or the chaos of a personal relationship from different angles. Now, you have a limiting belief. What is the manifestations coming forward, the uneasy situation, the thing you're resisting is coming forward. And you can say, I feel negative emotion in this interaction. Therefore, I know for sure I have a limiting belief. The interaction is actually perfect. I'm happy this is happening now. I'm glad that I'm being made aware of my current exploration. So then, are you resisting what's happening, or are you accepting this little few steps on your journey of exploration? You write down the manifestation event. You write down the negative emotion. What's the negative emotion? Name a name of any negative emotion you can think of. What first comes to mind?
What I was feeling yesterday was just anger. I was really angry.
Perfect. Anger. You go down to a limiting belief. What's the limiting belief that pops up when you think of anger?
Well, yesterday when I was writing it down, the best I could get was that I cannot seem to create or find fulfilling relationships.
Or control them enough so that they become fulfilling.
Maybe.
Okay. When you say you want to create a fulfilling relationship, how would one do that?
Oh, the only way I know to do it is be as authentic and transparent as I can be and let it go where it goes, but it doesn't seem to ever want to go where I want it. Well, not ever. That's not true, but.
Exactly. Okay. So do everyone here who's listening to that feel a little bit of control in there?
Yes.
You are not coming out of it from the state of acceptance. You were coming at it from the state of, I'm going to make this happen. This is what I want. I will be happy when I get it. I'm not happy now. And when it comes to me, I can't wait. That's the day that I'll be happy. Until then, I'm not going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And if this person would be different than they are, why do they have to bring up this subject and be argumentative and be in conflict with me? How come they just can't be what I need them to be? That is the approach of the controller. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it, although there's an adjustment there, because this really isn't a situation where there's a conversation going on with someone that I'm trying to...
We understand that. We understand that, and we understand that you want to...
About what I'm trying to do and the change I'm making in my life and
how... What is the change that you're making in your life? Let's dig deep into this. This is a lot of fun. This is very interesting. What's the change that you think you need to make in order to manifest a wonderful relationship?
Well, the only thing that really can... kind of comes to mind is I would really like to adopt this new approach to life, but I get confused about it. My old way and my new way seems to come in there, and that feels like it's only part of the answer. So ask me again.
What do you need to change about yourself to manifest a wonderful relationship?
Well, to be accepting of whatever it is, I guess.
You need to change yourself in order to be accepting? Or could you just be accepting?
I don't know how to just... The word that I have to change, because I'm not. So how... I mean, something has to change.
What makes you say you're not accepting? If you are accepting on some things, aren't you? Mm-hmm. If you walk outside and the sun's blue and the weather's wonderful, you are accepting of the weather. Mm-hmm. You are judging the weather as good. You accept it as it is. You are not resisting any of it. So the basis of who you are is absolute acceptance. This is who you are. There might be occasional times when you are choosing not to accept something. Mm-hmm. And in those times, you'll receive negative emotion. Often, because your true self, your inner being, the larger, higher, more clear version of you is living in a state of pure acceptance, a state of pure, when you choose to opt out of that state of acceptance, you will receive the guidance of negative emotion. In this case, the guidance was anger, anger. So you have a belief there. Without that belief, you would be in a state of acceptance. So what's the belief that you tied to it, that you have to change? Was that the belief you had told us? Was that the belief you wrote down, that you should have to change?
No, the belief I wrote down was that it seems to be very difficult to find or create or be in fulfilling, satisfying relationships, and that
is that for all people?
And that I have to get used to just being alone, and yet I don't want to. I'm just sick and tired of being in my house alone since I came home from Mexico. And just, you know, I'm just in here and I'm not liking it.
So we're on another resistant part of this.
Okay, that's a different
thing. And another exploration. Okay. So you're wandering around here.
Okay, and that's where I'm, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm just lost in this quagmire.
What is the thing that you think you need to fix first? What will make you happy?
If I had, well, I guess the human answer is that if I had a lot of fulfilling relationships.
Exactly. And that's what seems to be lacking right now, right? Mm-hmm. So you're exploring the lack of fulfilling relationships. Mm-hmm. And so
especially ones where I can actually
wouldn't it make sense? Wouldn't it make sense that someone who is exploring loneliness would never encounter a fulfilling relationship? Because if you're exploring loneliness, then you're receiving an abundance of reasons to feel lonely, abundance of experiences that make you feel even more lonely, a bundle of experiences to shake you out of this perception of yourself. Why would you ever be lonely? If you're a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love, wouldn't you naturally be surrounded by wonderful relationships? Mm-hmm. if you didn't have any of these limiting beliefs that say what? What does the limiting belief say?
Well, as you guide me through that, that it comes down to worthiness.
I am not worthy of the relationship that I desire.
Yeah.
Because the relationship I desire is, in my mind, in my belief system, absolutely not possible.
Mm. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So the limiting belief is a wonderful, fulfilling relationship is not possible. Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible for other people? Or are there no people on earth with truly wonderful and fulfilling relationships?
I can't speak for them. It seems that there is, but I think that they're satisfied with different things than I'm satisfied with.
What are you satisfied with than 3 billion people are unsatisfied with or would be satisfied with? Right. What makes you different from them?
Well, I think that I am wanting to explore just being...
You're wanting to explore being...
Free and not controlled.
Free.
And
free.
Yeah.
Is it free? Is that what you want to explore? Freedom?
Freedom and acceptance.
Well, what is it? Freedom or acceptance?
Whew.
Does anyone see how freedom and acceptance in his mind are two sides, two opposite sides of the same coin? Mm-hmm. It's either or. Mm-hmm. Either freedom or acceptance. Mm-hmm. Well, how could you be in a wonderful, magnificent, fulfilling relationship and be free? In your mind, it's not possible.
Yeah.
So how, in your mind, if this is not possible, how could you ever manifest it? Could you fly to the moon tomorrow?
Could I fly to the moon tomorrow?
No. Is that possible?
No.
Could you be free and have a loving relationship?
I hope so.
Well, you don't think so.
Yeah.
So choose one. Which one do you want? You can't have both. In your mind, it's impossible. You can't fly to the moon tomorrow, yeah. And you can't have a relationship and be free. So which one do you want? Start with which one you want.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. I'm confused.
Would you rather be in a relationship, in a romantic relationship with someone you love?
Uh-huh.
And be accepted by that person, accepted by them? Or would you like to be free? Mm. You see, because you are interlocking acceptance from another and being free. No one on earth would accept me unless I give up my freedom. Mm-hmm. And I commit to a relationship, a monogamous relationship. Who would ever accept me so much that they would let me be free?
Yeah.
In fact, no one's going to accept me. No one will ever accept me. And this is why I'm holding on to that freedom, because that's my escape rocket to the moon. Mm. Mm. You can't be accepted.
I'm going to have to dig into that one a bit more.
You are not worthy of acceptance from another person. Mm. And this is why you want to hold on to freedom, because you want to escape the moment they do not accept you. Mm. Now, can someone else accept you? Is that even possible?
Exactly.
They can only see you through the lens of their belief system. And they can feel good if you're conforming to their belief system. Mm-hmm. And if you do something that causes them not to feel good, then their belief system will be triggered. They'll feel fear and they'll try to either control you or themselves or the conditions or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know that. You know that much already. That is what you are learning here. That's the clarity that you're gaining here, you see. This is not up to them to accept you. Mm-hmm. You did not come here to be accepted. Mm-hmm. You did not come here to be accepted. You did not come here. Now you feel like, oh, that would be so great if I could find someone who accept me as I am. Warts and all, that would be good. Finally. Because if they could accept me, then I could accept them. Mm. And if they accepted me, maybe I'd accept myself as well. Mm. But I'm not accepting myself, so how could anyone else accept me either? This is why I'm holding on to freedom.
The thing that runs, okay, because this is what how that goes is it comes down to that, okay, they're going to have this manifestation event. They're not going to be able to accept me. I have to get used to the fact that I may just have to be alone. And that does not feel good to me.
Why wouldn't it feel good to you? Your
life is better, sure.
If you are living as your highest self, as the highest form of who you are, a pure positive being of love and acceptance, wouldn't it make sense that you would be sharing your love with others around you? Mm-hmm. Special people, a special person. Mm-hmm. That idea, that inspiration, that desire is perfectly aligned with who you are. Mm-hmm. What's holding you back from manifesting that desire? Your need to be accepted. Mm-hmm. Your need to make sure that they love you. Your mm-hmm. need to make sure that they're constantly approving of everything you do. Mm-hmm. That they're holding you in high regard. That they consider you, that they're showing you that you are worthy. And so you are looking for acceptance in them. Mm. Now, you could be, I am here to explore who I truly am, to be as authentic as possible, mm-hmm. and to move in directions of all the things that I want. And one of the things that I want is a wonderful relationship. That's it. Give up all other conditions. That's it. That's the only thing. And then you can go from there. And then you play in there. But you cannot ask them to love you. You can only express your love to them. And you cannot ask conditions to change to make you feel worthy. You can only accept the conditions as they are. And you cannot ask yourself to change. Because if you ask yourself to change, then you're not accepting who you are. Okay. I'm going to start accepting who I am. I live in a nice area.
I've been doing that to some degree.
I am in a wonderful body. I have these certain interests that I really much enjoy following. I am a free and easy spirit. I can be amongst many people. I enjoy being with many people. I want to experience the acceptance of others, and I want to practice the acceptance of myself. And I am not going to try and create something just because I think that's what would fit with who I am. I am going to see who comes. I'm going to allow who comes, and I'm going to practice accepting them, accepting them, accepting them, accepting them. And I will be scared. I will have fear be triggered all along the way. And I will be in fear. I will either try to change them, change myself, or leave, be free. And those are urges to control conditions. That's all that is. Instead of doing anything, I will not control them, not control myself, not want to flee. I will get myself back into a state of alignment, and then I'll be inspired by the next step. But I'm going to accept every person that comes into my life as perfect as they are. And I'm going to start really looking around and really accepting the conditions. And then I'm going to accept myself. And in that state of acceptance, I become aligned. I become receptive to inspiration. If you are constantly saying, this is bad, I'm alone. This is bad, this person should be different than they are. I should be different than I am. The conditions are not good, the people are not good, I'm not good. You're never gonna get anywhere. You're never gonna get anywhere. You're not engaging this first key of the law of attraction. And that can only be done through acceptance. So you're in resistance, fine. Accept that. Accept that I'm in resistance. Accept that I've been exploring loneliness. Accept all that. Everything is fine from where I'm starting right now. Now what I'm inspired to do. Okay, let's do that thing and see what comes in. But what comes in, you might want to judge. You might want to be critical of it. You might want it to be different than it is. That's still control. Give up the control because it's never going to get you what you want. I know you think it will. I know this is how you've been programmed. Give up that control. It'll never, ever bring you what you want. Give up that fear, everything you want is on the other side of that fear. Fear and control keep your life limited and small. This is not who you are. You are a magnificent explorer. You've been exploring loneliness. You've been receiving an abundance of feelings associated with loneliness. Great. Now change that exploration. How do you do that? You accept that you're never alone. You accept that you're worthy of love. You accept that you perceive yourself as flawed. This is true of all humans. You're not going to find one who doesn't have some perception that they're flawed. That's fine. But you don't have to be different than you are to create anything that you want. That creation comes from the acceptance of yourself, the acceptance of where you are, and the acceptance that, sure, you've been on this exploration and it's gained some momentum, but now you can shift that exploration. Shift it to what? To one who wants to express their love to others. I am looking for people to love. I am looking for people to accept. That's a new exploration, and you'll receive brand new inspiration that will lead you to these others who are ready for you. Now, you'll find some new people. If this is your exploration, you've got to start somewhere. And this is a new journey. I'm going to start finding people I can express my love to. Now, we're not saying you're expressing your romantic love to the mailman. We're saying that you are simply allowing them to be who they are without you needing to change yourself to fit in. You need to be different than you are just to get them to like you. You no longer need to be inauthentic. You just be who you are, let them react, love and accept them anyway, and then see how you feel. And if you can get that wobble up, wobble out, it doesn't matter what they think. They can't know me. It doesn't matter how they react. That's their limiting beliefs. I want more of this, more of this, more of this, more of this. I want to feel it. And you'll start to iron out those wobbles bit by bit by bit. And in a bit of time, you'll come to a place where, wow, how did I meet this person? This person is unbelievable. How did this happen? Well, it happened by you understanding your worth, understanding your inherent value, and taking the focus off of being loved and putting the focus on being love. Excellent, excellent question. Who's next?
Can I go?
Yes.
Okay, hi, Joshua. So I think it was a couple of weeks ago, this is piggybacking on this notion of acceptance that Steve brought up. So love and acceptance is the same thing. And a couple of weeks ago with my cat manifestation event, or when we came home a couple of weeks ago, you explained that I was in a state of acceptance. This elation that I was feeling was acceptance. So that got me thinking that, generally speaking, I'm not accepting. I'm mostly just tolerating. So I'm understanding that my definition of acceptance is not quite there, because love and acceptance to me is not the same thing yet. It's very easy for me to accept something that I love, but when I don't love something, it's not so easy to, I'm tolerating, right? So as I'm practicing that love and acceptance is the same thing, I say, I love you to my mom, for example, and I adore her. But when I say I accept you, it just doesn't feel like this love that I have. So I'd like some help on getting, on raising my definition of acceptance so that it feels like love.
Think of your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her face. Think about how you feel about her.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
Infinite love.
Does it feel good?
Oh, yeah.
Think about the funnest time you've ever had out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel good?
Yes.
That's because from your perception, mm-hmm. everything was good. Everything mm-hmm. was perfect. Everything was great. Everything was yeah. fun. Yeah. This is the, you accepted, you were not resisting any of it. Mm-hmm. So in the absence of resistance, what is there?
Love and acceptance.
Exactly. So when you are placing things on a hierarchy or levels,
mm-hmm.
when you tolerate something,
mm-hmm.
how does that feel compared to when you love something?
It feels negative. It doesn't feel good to have to just tolerate. I don't like it.
Imagine, can you think of anything that you tolerate?
You know, not so much anymore, because I just know that it doesn't feel the same when I say I accept as when I love. I think I'm beyond
if you changed, tolerating. So there is nothing you can think of that you just tolerate. That's just okay.
Right now, yeah, everything's good.
Everything.
I mean, at large okay. And within my, you know, in the vicinity and at large, everything is good.
Okay, so that is the state of acceptance. That mm-hmm. base
but
state of
acceptance.
But it
doesn't feel like love. That
it doesn't love need to feel love. Because uh-huh, nothing uh-huh. is really happening here. You're the state of love is everything over that horizon line. The state of fear is everything below that horizon line.
Uh-huh.
You can say, I do not hate anything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm bored.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate this TV show. Mm-hmm. But it's just not interesting. Mm-hmm. You see? So that in the horizon line, the very bottom could be hatred. And the very top could be exuberant emotion of love.
Mm-hmm,
you see?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're above that horizon line, curiosity. Curiosity is aligned with love and acceptance.
Right, right.
And
so
then
anything above that line is acceptance.
Is love, right.
Which is love. Same
now,
thing.
Now, let's say that you get to a place where you are more in that upper level above the horizon line more of the time.
Yes.
And so you're saying, I'm seeking more exhilarating feelings of love.
Yeah.
And then inspiration will come.
Mm-hmm.
And then fear will pop up mm-hmm. on whatever it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. yes.
you feel the feeling of that, the satisfying feeling, I've done this work.
Yes.
Maybe you're, not in your case, but maybe you can imagine a single person, and they're exploring loneliness, self-doubt, and unworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going through what is actually happening in their lives. They're getting a manifestation on Tuesday, manifestation event on Tuesday. And so they do the work and process it. Why does I feel negative emotion? Oh, because I have this belief. Let's process this belief and prove it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another manifestation event on Wednesday. They do the same work. And then next Tuesday and the next Friday. And they're doing these things and they're slowly beginning to see themselves from a higher perspective. And then boom, someone comes in their life. And mm-hmm. then they feel giddy with excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've come from a place of unworthiness and self-doubt and exploration of loneliness, changing their exploration, and now something new pops into their life. And they feel the difference between that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're always feeling good. You're always bebopping along.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the idea to call your mom. And you go, oh, that's fun. I'm going to call my mother, and I'm going to think about her, and we're going to talk. And then you have this conversation, and everything's great. You feel good. Well, you came from a place of feeling good and got to another place of feeling good. So the change in feelings isn't as radical as if you had gone through some manifestation event from a place of fear.
Yeah.
You're used to feeling good. This is your state. You will be inspired to do things that will lead you to other states of feeling good and other manifestation events that feel good.
Mm-hmm,
Let's imagine that you have focused in on something you are interested in, and you're pursuing a passion, and you've got these creative juices flowing, and then you're going along and you're just doing that, what those things are, and you're having fun and you're creative and you're just being satisfied with the work that you're doing and everything's working out good. And then you get a comment from someone saying, wow, your work is magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that won't feel like anything, because it perfectly matches who you are. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. I'm glad they enjoyed it. I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. But the side effect is that someone else enjoys it. I'm getting some appreciation. Great. Well, the appreciation coming from someone who is vibing high and feeling good and understanding their worthiness is a side effect. Doesn't matter. It's nice. Mm-hmm. But imagine that you are living in fear and you're trying to get appreciation and you're struggling to do things for people because you perceive that they need your help. And then they give you some appreciation. They invite you to a party and they give you a toast and they say how wonderful you are and that you've changed their life. From that feeling of unworthiness, you'll attach some meaning to that appreciation, and this will align you, put you in temporary alignment, because your inner self was always sending you that feeling, right?
Anyways,
and,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. now you, for the brief moment, you're feeling good. And from that mm-hmm. depth of despair that you're not appreciated, you have a glimpse of what you feel all the time. And so, boom, it's a shaft of light and the angels are singing and you feel great until 5 minutes later when you're not appreciated. And then you mm-hmm. go back down. You see?
Yes.
So these feelings don't have to be graded on a scale mm-hmm. because you're living in alignment more and more of the time.
I am. But for you, love and acceptance feel the same.
Well, you may want to pick and choose your words here. Mm-hmm. But when you say you love your mother, what mm-hmm. you're really saying is, I mm-hmm. accept her, which makes it easy for me to love her.
Uh-huh.
Acceptance okay. is really what it is. It's okay. all acceptance.
I needed to grasp that.
Yeah. It's so love.
Accepting somebody makes it easy for me to love somebody.
But feel that thing you call love, that emotion you call love.
Uh-huh.
But that's just an emotion that has a definition that everyone has a different idea of, because it all comes from your belief system. But if you say, I accept that hummingbird mm-hmm. feeding at my little feeder there. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she wonderful? Mm-hmm. I love that hummingbird, you see. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. that hummingbird is agreeing with your belief system. Hummingbirds are beautiful. Your mother is agreeing with that belief system. She is a good mother. Yes. I appreciate all that she did for me.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you accept her because there isn't anything to put a wobble in that vibration. Now, mm-hmm. if she goes and robs a bank tomorrow, well, maybe
oh, I would
love her, but you don't accept her, you see? Because that love is a different idea. So
okay.
love and acceptance, let's just say the same thing. We use love and acceptance because you yes. know what love is, but you're not sure what acceptance is.
Right.
And you know when you can love someone is during the times you accept them, because your inner self is always accepting them as they are.
That's
and you
what was
are
missing.
Sometimes okay. or not. Exactly.
Okay, great. I yeah. can work with that. Thank you.
This is why conditional love is so easy, because when the conditions, you accept the conditions when they're good, it's easy to love. Unconditional heart love's not as easy, because mm-hmm. you won't love them the same way. And when we say love, we mean acceptance when the conditions are bad. You'll
Got
want
it.
To
Got
change
it.
Them so that you can change the conditions and love them unconditionally.
I got it. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Okay. Excellent. Who's next?
I believe Alyssa is next. You're muted, Alyssa. Okay.
Hi, Josh. I have a question. Hi, everybody.
Hi
Alyssa.
So my question is about free will. And so in doing this work in the boot camp, the concept of free will keeps coming up for me, and working with free will in this new approach, because I find that a lot of my manifestation events tend to be limiting, and I would like to work on creating more manifestation events, or not creating them, but noticing, I don't know if I'm using the language correctly, but using the process to really move in a place of creating more good feeling, right? And so I'm just thinking about how to create, how to use free will in the new approach. So if you could speak to that, that would be great. Thank you so much.
First of all, we want to state unequivocally that you have absolute free will. You can think any thought you want. at any time. You can choose any perspective you want. You can choose the limited perspective, or you can choose the higher perspective. Think of something right now. What are you thinking of? Think of an object.
An object?
Think of any object.
Okay.
What are you thinking of?
My home.
Okay. Were you forced to think that?
No.
You could think of anything when given that, asked that question, you can choose literally anything to think of.
Yes.
You can make any decision now, any decision you like. And that decision will create a trajectory towards the future. That choice will create a trajectory. Now, in amongst all of that, you had pre-birth intentions. You intended to express your love to yourself, to all others, and to the conditions. You intended to experience freedom and abundance. And you intended to expand in joy, you see. That is carrying you along. Underneath all your limiting beliefs, all your judgments, all your expectations, are all those good feelings. Those good feelings are there. Were they there when you were 4 years old?
Yes.
Are they there now?
Yes.
But they're covered by some limiting beliefs, some perception of reality that you didn't have when you were four. When you were four, everything was perfect. Everything was wonderful. Everything was exciting. Everything was great. Occasionally you'd bump your knee or something and you'd go back into a little fear, but you'd pop out of that so easily because there were no layers of limiting beliefs that were covering up those joyful feelings that were always there, and they're still there today. So you don't have to go out and manifest good feelings. All you want to do is peel back the illusion of wrong that's covering those good feelings. That life in duality is one of that's right, that's good, that's bad, that's wrong, that's good, that's wrong, that's bad, that's good. Back and forth, judgment, 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 based in this perception that you must control everything. And you do it through judgment. You say, that's bad, I'm going to protect myself from that, or run away from that, or try and change that. And if you say that's good, it's also a control mechanism. I want more of this. I'm going to try and get more of this good stuff, you see. And so this is the old approach to life of perceiving that how you feel comes from outside. I want to find someone who loves me and accepts me as I am. I want that acceptance because when I get that acceptance, I'll feel good. Well, that's not true. When you get what you perceive as acceptance, based in your perspective, you'll use that as an excuse to feel good. You'll use that as an excuse to regain your alignment, regain the same perspective as your inner self, you see? Now you, in the new approach to life, you give all that up. You say, I'm starting with the basis that this is a journey of self-discovery. And along the way, I've had experiences that have put me further and further along this journey. Most of the time though, I was working on the illusion of who I was. I was creating this false persona in order to be liked, loved, and appreciated. And so now I'm saying, well, that never worked. That old persona never worked. I'm not feeling these feelings from the outside conditions. So I'm going to do something new. I'm going to start to chart a course of who I truly am. What is it about me? What makes me unique? What are my talents and attributes? Where are my passions lie? Why am I so worried about what people think of me? Why do I need to manifest all this stuff to feel secure? This is a journey that I'm going to start now, but it'll never be over. But I know that on that journey, I line up with that stream of consciousness, that pre-birth intentions that's always carrying me forward. And so you have to understand that while you have free will, the free will is really, am I going to paddle upstream or paddle downstream? Am I going to fight for my limitations and prove to others that I'm worthy? Or am I going to accept my worthiness and release my limitations? you see. Those are the choices that you make that will greatly influence your life. Because while you have free will, you can explore anything you want in this reality. However, you intended to discover who you truly are. So you might think that you must hold on to this idea of free will. I must know absolutely where I'm going and what I'm doing at all times. I must make sure there's enough money coming in. I must make sure there's enough love coming in. I must make sure that I'm safe and protected. I must make sure the virus doesn't get me or the protesters don't change things. I must save myself. Well, that's an approach to life based in victimhood. And you have the free will to choose that approach. And almost everyone is. And that'll never lead you to where you truly want to go. And so we say, use your free will to choose thoughts, make decisions based on one thing only, feeling good. Will this make me feel good tomorrow and the next day and the next day? Will fighting with my neighbor make me feel good? Will suing that store make me feel good? Will changing the conditions make me feel good? No, they won't. Will accepting myself and accepting them and just relaxing, giving up, taking it easy, not fighting so much, will that make me feel good? Yes, it will. And when you start to feel good for no reason other than the perfection of what is right now, the perfection that you are, you're living in physical reality, in this body, doing these interesting things. Okay, some of these things aren't so interesting. Okay, this body isn't perfect, but yes, it is. Because you're going on that stream. You're going on that path of self-discovery. You're figuring it out. Now, all you want to do at this point, because you've gotten this far, is to say, why do I need to control any of it? Let's trust. Let's have faith that when I become who I truly am, when I move in that direction, when I stop caring about what people think, when I stop doing things just to scratch out some sense of security, or trying to get people to appreciate me, or trying to be loved, or trying to manipulate conditions so I think I get what I want. When I give up all these false desires and all these ridiculous ideas of control, now you're flowing with that stream. And we promise you, fighting against the stream is only going to bring frustration and heartache and suffering. Going with the stream is going to bring you everything you truly want. And you'll know it when it comes because you'll feel excitement, exhilaration, love, and acceptance. You'll feel more. You'll build a momentum towards that. When you start to accept all these people around you, I don't have to change them. They are fine. I'm looking for the perfection that's them. When you realize you're living in this house, in this beautiful land with all these wonderful things around you and all this freedom to do whatever you want to do. No one on earth has lived life like that until this period of time. You're so lucky to be here and you so much want to be here. I'm going to start embracing this. This body is perfect. This group of friends around me and group of family around me and the people in my life are perfect as they are. I'm not changing any of them. I'm not going to fear anymore. I'm going to simply lean into every situation and feel as good as I can. And when you are, you'll be guided to the next step. Stop thinking that you have to make these choices to save yourself and start realizing that ideas will come to you that will lead you possibly through fear to other experiences that resonate with who you truly are. That's when everything will start clicking. That's when everything will start working, but you have to get to this place of feeling good first. And you feel good through absolute acceptance of what is. Now, isn't that a nice story? Because if you do not like your life, any of you listening to this call, either now on this call or later in the future, if there's something you don't like about your life, good, because it's come from your habit of resisting and not allowing. Your habit of fighting against, your habit of wishing things were different, your approach to life of a victim, your need to protect yourself because you feel like you're an individual. And now you can say, wow, I'm aware of a radically new way to approach life. I won't get it perfect to begin with, but I'm going to take it one step at a time. I'm going to interact with someone and they're going to say something I don't like. and I'm going to let it go. They're going to say something about me, and I'm not going to defend myself. I'm going to say, you're right. You're right. I'm not going to be getting that thing I want. Good, because it wasn't necessary. It wasn't part of the exploration. Everything you want will come as you explore who you truly are. And then you'll start to feel good. You'll start to have more and more wonderful things happening. And those are those empowering manifestation events. You get invited to hear. You wake up early and see the sunrise. You happen to be driving and there's the sunset. You look at the clock and it says 2:22. All these things starting to come to you because you're not fighting against what is. You're going with the flow of life. You're using your free will to perceive that things are good, to perceive that the future is going to be better, to perceive that you are good as you are. You are making choices of perspective. I'm going to look at this situation that I once thought was wrong, and I'm going to see how this is actually good. I'm going to look at this one thing I think is bad and say, well, it's okay for them. It's not for me. And you're going to realize that you're the creator. You've always been the creator. You've just been in resistance to what's being created. And so that's put a strain on your journey. You've been lugging around heavy suitcases the whole time. Now you can drop them. Wouldn't that be easier? Drop them and then start walking freely towards where you truly intended to go. And that's the discovery of your authentic self. Imagine being able to accept yourself as perfect as you are. Can you imagine how much joy you would just get just out of that? Waking up in the morning saying, I get to be me today. I can't wait to get involved in all the exciting things that are going to happen. I don't need to know what they are, but this one day is going to be exciting. And I get to do it as me because no one else can do it as me. I am realizing the past events in my childhood, throughout my teens, in my young adulthood, were experiences that I resisted. And so I adopted some limiting beliefs and perceived that those things were wrong. And I'm holding on to those. I still think that should have been different. Well, if you are looking at something in the past and thinking it should have been different than it was, you're looking at it from a limited perspective, and that's your choice. That's your free will. But you can also choose to look at it from a higher perspective and say, you know, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be here now. And here I am on the brink of a new exploration. And everything I learned led me to here. And all the stuff that I've been doing and learning and figuring out recently has led me here. And so now from here, I can go anywhere I want. I have the free will. I've explored enough lack. I've explored enough loneliness. I want to explore something new. Do you want to explore the opposite of loneliness, being surrounded by people all the time? Probably not. You want to explore who you truly are. Do I want to explore fame and fortune? Probably not. You want to explore who you are. And then the right people will come, and the right assets will come, and the right abundance will come to fulfill that. And you want the right stuff to come, not the thing you think you want to come. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
And so what's your first step now?
Feeling good.
And how do you feel good?
Being present.
Being present in what? In what observation?
I think that is the part that I've been thinking about, which is I just am focusing on self-care and those acts of self-care.
Self-care is a nice term. But self-care has a little control in there, don't you think? I'm going to use this self-care to get through this time that I've just been through. I'm going to use this self-care. You don't need anything better than a perspective. You might have been looking at yourself from a limited perspective, and that caused a great deal of manifestation events to come to show you that you have a limiting belief about your worthiness. Now you might say, I'm going to look at everything, including myself, from the higher perspective. I'm going to see how wonderful I am. I'm going to see what my talents and attributes are. I'm going to notice people who I really love, whether they love me or not. And I'm going to notice how good the conditions are in this present moment. I'm not going to set up boundaries. I'm not going to try and protect myself. And I'm not going to do anything from a state of control. I'm going to say this moment right now is perfect. I'm not going to get to perfection. I'm not going to get to better. I'm not going to improve myself in any way. I have to look at myself and look at everything from the higher perspective and know now that I'm perfect. Because wanting something in the future that you think will make you feel good is not acceptance, it's control. And that will not work. We understand that that's what you all think will work, but it's not worked yet, has it? And those of you who are adopting a new approach to life just at the beginnings, you're starting to see it work and you're starting to feel good. Now, when we say accept yourself as you are right now, as perfect as you are, that doesn't register. But keep that in mind, because when you do feel really good, you'll have realized how perfect you are. So might as well realize that now. Might as well just look at all the things that are good now. Might as well just realize that you created all this stuff now and you're a master creator. Might as well realize you've been living in duality and saying, I created some shit that I shouldn't have created. You might as well realize that now, because you're never going to get to anywhere better later, because later is created from now. So your choice is, how much can I accept myself now? How much can I accept the conditions now? How much can I accept everyone else now? How much can I do it today? And do it as much as you can today, and then do it tomorrow. Notice all the times you want to control anything. It's hundreds of times an hour. And just notice it and let it go and let it go and stop fighting, stop complaining, stop criticizing, especially yourself. See yourself as that brilliant, beautiful four-year-old that never changed. It's still there. That version of you exists within you. Embrace this version of you. And if you can't embrace this version of you, take something you can embrace and build on that. Build on the momentum of love and acceptance every single day of your life. And we promise you, you'll get out of this illusion that something's wrong. You'll get out of this illusion that's imperfection. We understand the illusion is so strong that, oh, if I just had this, it would be so much easier. You don't want that. You don't want it easier, because that's not going to change anything. You're still going to have the same perception of yourself. Outside things cannot reflect differently back to you. Mirrors reflect an accurate image. You want that. And you've been wanting the mirror to show you something different. Appreciate what's in that mirror now, and then the reality will reflect this higher perspective of yourself. We like this analogy when you enter, maybe you enter college as a freshman the first day, and you leave 4 years later as a graduate. And the experience of those 4 years causes you to perceive yourself as more accomplished, more worthy and valuable, because you've done this work. I'm now a college grad, therefore I deserve this and this and this out of life. I can apply for that job. Of course, I have this degree. I can pursue this interest because I have this base of knowledge and information. So your reality from a freshman point of view was quite different than a graduate point of view. But the only thing changes was your perspective of yourself as better than before. That's the only thing you have to do. That free will to look at yourself from the higher perspective and say, I am perfect as I am. Nothing needs to change. And then guess what? Everything takes shape to allow you to embark on this new exploration of who you truly are, based in the fundamentals of acceptance and perfection, not in fixing problems, because the problems are not real. There's nothing to fix. It's simply your approach to life. And if you can embrace this approach to life of love and acceptance and leave behind any need to control anything out of fear, that you will move effortlessly and easily to more joy, more freedom, more abundance, more expansion, more joy. That's the purpose of this information, to help you see out of that illusion of imperfection and to the true reality. Your inner self is always doing this. When you feel good, you are perceiving reality the same way your inner self is. That's alignment. When you feel bad, you receive negative emotion. That's guidance saying you're looking at the illusion. Anytime you feel negative emotion of any kind, you're looking at an illusion. Change that perspective to a higher perspective. See how it's not wrong. And then you will start to feel better and better and better and better and be in alignment more often, and all this gets easier and things just start to work and you become highly effective. And then you start to say, well, I'm actually really interested in this subject. I really want to pursue this idea. Oh, before you might have said, I'm not worthy of that. I can't do that. And now you will say, I can do literally anything. I can literally be anything and I can have anything, as long as I am moving along that path of self-discovery. This has been an amazing conversation with light workers and spiritual teachers. You will be teaching through your example of alignment. You will be exuding a new level of energy and vitality. You will be highly, highly, highly attractive to people who want what you have. And they will come to you. And they will be in your life. And if you find a new person coming to you, it's not an accident. It might seem like an accident. Oh, they're just friends of a friend. Oh, they just bumped into me in traffic. Whatever it is, you are attracting these people. So remember who you truly are and remember to accept it all. And then you will emerge into a state of love. And that state of love will feel very good to you. And with that, we are complete.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh. All the questions, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
It was wonderful.
That was amazing.
Wow.
It was.
It really felt like we're all one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.